Chapter 8. Trapped in an Abandoned House. Ashton woke up from his troubled sleep and found himself lying by the river. His whole body hurt and he was very thirsty. He saw a vicar in dirty clothes sitting beside him. "Have you got any water, vicar?" asked Ashton. The man shook his head and said, "No, I'm sorry. You were asking for water in your sleep." Then he said, "What do these Martians want? What sins have we committed? I was walking home after my morning sermon at church, and the world was normal. Then, suddenly, there was fire, earthquake, and death, like God's fury. Is this the end of the world?" Ashton was surprised by the vicar's words. "You're a vicar," he said. "Take strength from your religion. We've had earthquakes, floods, and wars before. We'll survive this too." "But how can we escape?" asked the vicar. "These Martians are invincible." "No, they're not," Ashton replied. "I saw one killed in the river."
"Killed?"
the vicar repeated.
"Yes, vicar," Ashton said. "It was in a tripod, and a shell exploded near it. They want to destroy us, but we will fight them too. This is war."
"Shh," said the vicar suddenly. "What was that noise?" From across the water came the sound of guns and a strange crying. The Martians were coming back. Ashton saw two of them approaching, and now they were armed with thick black tubes. Some cannons shot at the tripods, but they were too far away to hit them. One tripod raised a tube and shot it like a gun. There was a loud explosion, but no flash or smoke. A heavy black vapor rose in a huge cloud and spread slowly over the area. Then the other tripod shot its tube too. More vapor rose and formed another dark cloud in the distance. Ashton waited to hear the sound of cannons shooting back. But the military were completely silent. Why?
"Oh my God," Ashton whispered. "That black vapor is killing all the soldiers. They haven't got a chance against it."
The vicar jumped to his feet. "Come on," he shouted. "We must get away from this area before it reaches us too." The two men ran along the roads, seeing dead bodies, overturned carts and luggage all covered with black dust.
"It's like the destruction of Pompeii," thought Ashton.
They ran on without seeing anyone, only more dead bodies on the road and floating in the river. Once they saw a tripod and quickly hid behind a tree. Instead of using the heat ray, it was lifting people as if they were mice, and dropping them into its giant head to feed the Martian inside it. A minute later, the people screamed in terror, and Ashton believed they were eaten alive.
"God have mercy on us," the vicar whispered.
They continued walking until late at night, when they arrived at an abandoned house. The weak, hungry pair went inside. The kitchen cupboards were full of food. They ate bread, meat, and biscuits in the dark, terrified that some new Martians would appear. Close to midnight, there was a flash of green light, followed by a deafening explosion. Bricks fell all about them, and they heard breaking glass. It was another spaceship, and it was lying partly on the abandoned house. They were trapped inside the house. The ceiling fell upon them, smashing into pieces on their heads, and they both fell unconscious. When Ashton opened his eyes, it was still dark. His face was wet with blood from a cut on his forehead, and the vicar was cleaning his wounds with water.
"Don't move," the vicar whispered. "We mustn't make a noise, because they are right outside the house. They mustn't see us in here."
They looked through a crack in the wall,
and saw a Martian standing by a glowing spaceship. It was so near. They moved quietly into the darkest area of the kitchen.
"What's that?" asked the vicar.
"It's another spaceship from Mars," Ashton whispered. "It has crashed on this house and buried us under the ruins."
"God have mercy upon us," the vicar whispered again.
They sat silently in the dark for most of the day, listening to the strange noises outside. Slowly and quietly, they moved around the dark kitchen, looking for food. Terrified, a Martian would see them.